12 through 27. Is it up on the screen? I wonder if you can switch it over to the PowerPoint. Okay.
Let us read together. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God had arranged the parts of the in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. And we ask you, Lord, that at this time, you would be with your servant to present what you would have us hear. And that you would make us doers of the word and not hearers only. Lord, let us have ears to hear. And we ask this because of the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Now, I did speak about if you're hearing something and you're loving it, one of the classes I'm in is a diversity class, learning about other cultures. And I think a few people could say to me, this church could use some life. We could use some more amens and some agreement. And I don't think any of us are against that. So please, feel free, any part of this sermon, you want to preach out and give me a yahoo, praise the Lord, I'm excited for it. The body is one unit made up of many parts. Would you guys agree or disagree? Agree. In fact, if you looked at the church body here, every one of our faces are part of that body. From the greatest to the least, to the youngest. The body isn't just made up of us older people. It's made up of even that baby that was just born. Hennessy, your grandkids are part of this body. And they're a beautiful part of life. I'm going to try some technology here. And we'll see if we can page through things. It's not transferring, Mike. I can see my slides moving, but it's not moving up above. So if you can try to take a look at this. Technology is sometimes learned, and sometimes technology is not always capable. So one of the things they teach you in school is to don't get too pressured when things aren't working. Just ask for help, and wise people will come and help. But we're going to talk about the body. The next part we're going to be looking at is that we are a part of the body by accepting Jesus Christ. And there it is. See? Ask for help. Thank you. Amen. And we need to start as a body of Christ, and this is where the sermon is going, thanking each part of the body. How many of you guys know that Mike does this at both services? A few of us. We don't realize that also, as an elder, Mike has a lot of things going on. And that's what this sermon's going to be about, is that we are a different church. We are a very blessed church. But we're looking at this. For we are all baptized in one Spirit. There's only one God. Do we agree on that? Amen. And while we are baptized of a profession of faith, we are unified. Look at this. Whether Jew or Greek, slave or free, we are all given one Spirit. Do we agree on that? I hope so, because we just read that in the Word of God. There is no division. There's only unification. And you know, as this week went on, that's what kept coming to me, is unification. And then the Sunday school class, we were doing Matthew and we were doing the Beatitudes. And we started talking about a pure and clean heart. That's what we need as a body. A pure and clean heart. United. And also to let you know, if I'm looking at the screen, it's because mine isn't working. But that's okay. I can follow along. But we're looking at, now as a body, we, the church, take a look around. This is a good time to take a look around. If you're in the front row, look to the back row. Look to the left, look to the right. We don't sometimes stand up in church and say, hey, who's all here? This body is made up of great people. And we are not all alike. The perfect height is 5'4". Perfect eye color is blue. Little balding is okay. My wife is laughing. No, I was hoping for something much cuter. But we can't all be the same. By being different, we make a better body to do more. We make a body that has different viewpoints, different looks. I can't go to a women's retreat because they won't accept me, even if I do wear a dress. I know it would be funny looking. But I'm looking at that. I am not a lady or a woman. But the women of this body, as Vicky said, will be blessed by this convention and this group. So we need to look at how people can do things that I can't do. And that we all have talents different from each other. As Jack Talents is getting better as a wrestler, I don't wrestle with him anymore. I might outweigh him, but I don't want to get hurt anymore. So we each have something special to bring to the body. One alone is not going to be able to make a big impact. How long do you think it would take me to do that roof on my own? 3 weeks? Gosh, I'd be happy. Could be a year. And how strong would it be if only one person's holding one end of the board and then run to the other end of the board to try to nail it? I would predict it might never get built. I guarantee my back would go out. Thanks, Ruth, for that joke. She says it wouldn't be very tall, probably. There's some amen by Dan. But we're looking at, we as a body can do so much more. Look back at this hayride. If you were at that event, it was amazing. The outreach committee did an amazing thing the year over year. And I'll be honest with you, one individual was very key. The secretary. The one that kept the notes and kept things straight. The one that kept us in order. Sometimes people behind the scenes are really needed. I estimate there was over 350 people and I didn't know half of them. What a blessing. We are doing something right. But I want to watch a video at this time. And I want us to think about, keep an open mind. Switching over to the video scene. Thank you. So why did he play that? What's the importance? They worked together. They were a little different. That's a train station. Kind of a cold and boring. Who's traveled through airports or train stations or traveled? What a boring time. What a stressful time. Did you see smiles on the people's faces? Did you see people in the audience dancing or even becoming part of it? I'm not calling out to our church to do new things, even though I'm praying about the youth group trying something like this and reaching out to maybe some other churches to try something like this to make an impact in our community, because we are doing great things here. But I'm looking at how we can do it together in unity. And that's the piece we got to look for. How can the body work together with all the different thoughts? And it's coming together. Every one of us has a brain, is that correct? Yes. And every one of us is given a skill by the Holy Spirit, is that correct? Are we using them? Now let me think about this. We do some big events around here. What are some of the big events we do? Yell them out. Hey, right? We just had that. Garage sale. Game nights. Movie nights. The picnic, another great one. Now think about how we're doing these things. And you know what? We're not a big size church, but we are impacting the community. I don't think we need to look at doing more and more, as Dan and I were talking just the other day. We got to look at what we're doing and how we do it easier and better. Less stress. Most churches, and this is a true fact, it's the 80-20 rule. 80% of the people come to church to be in church, and 20% do the work. That is true. But not for this church. I can look around this room and I see multiple of people are doing it. It's the other direction, if anything. We're doing 80% of the work because we love Jesus Christ and we want this church to reach the community. And some of the 20% need to have a break. And we should be refreshing them so that people can get refreshed and have new visions. This reading today is looking back at how we can work together, healthier, united. Who's this guy, Jane? Christian Ponder. I wouldn't even know if I didn't watch some of the sports with my wife. So Christian Ponder, who is he? Quarterback for... Okay. Minnesota Vikings, David. And... you look at this. A lot of people say the quarterback is the one that does it all. The quarterback is the one that wins the game. I don't believe that to be true. The quarterback has a big part. But can one man win a game? They're only men, people. They're not gods. Without a receiver, does the quarterback even matter? No. Without a runner, does the quarterback even matter? How about a defense, Jack? What do you do on defense? On defense, Jack's job is to aggravate the other team, and he does a good job of it. He forces fumbles. He tackles the quarterback. And without having a vision, who's the vision for the Vikings? Frazier. You know what? He is a godly man, and I've got to meet him, and you can see the difference in the team from leadership. But all things come from God. And if they're working together as a team, they're going to accomplish good things. That's what we need to look at in our church. No, one man doesn't make a team. It takes many parts to make this team. Some of the parts you never see. behind the scenes. What's this? Bulletin. How many of you read it? Okay. I'm glad you raised your hands because I was going to call on you. Who does the bulletin? Amanda and Jessica. Do we ever thank them for the hard work that they put in on a Saturday? There's many people in this church I could go around and saying thank you. Mike, Vicky. I mean, it just goes around this whole church. Annetta, for the pieces she does. We are a body. And we're doing things good. It doesn't take one person. It's many people behind the scenes. Oh, wrong direction. Now, is any part better than the other? I mean, is a pastor that preaches and studies the Word of God better than the person that cleans the carpeting? No. But sometimes in America, we're learning in class, don't we, Vicky? That we say we believe in equality. We say that we're all equal. But does society really mean it? If President Obama was here, I would treat him with respect because he is the president. But would some people elevate him higher because he's a president than the person that's actually working as maybe a person on the streets picking up cigarette butts? We have to look at sometimes, we sometimes elevate things higher. Presidency needs respect. But looking at how it works together. Because one part is no greater than another, and we have to just not think it, we have to look at it. It's so easy to get caught up in the world. We watch this thing called The Devil's Box. Jim Bateman, a mentor to me, has named it The Devil's Box ever since I was a child. And I didn't understand it until I became a pastor. Because that TV changed the society and how we look at things, generation after generation. Now, you are the body of Christ, each and every one of us. And we're looking at what we're doing right. And looking at the next question is, how can we do it better for the Lord? Think about this. The jobs that we're doing in the church, who are we doing them for? The Lord, Jesus Christ. Together, we are serving God. There's a song I'd love to have Jane sing sometime, but we don't have enough time. And it goes like this. Do all things unto the Lord. And it goes on and it says, if you're washing the floor or painting the door, do it for the Lord. When we're doing things in the church, do we realize that we're working for the Lord and not just for the church? And somebody asked me, so I'm obligated. We shouldn't have that obligation feeling in the church. It should be a blessing where you're saying, I want to do it, I want to do it. Because we're doing it for the Lord. And that blessing will change and it'll move, and we should be mentoring others to replace us. And building them up. And looking at unity. We don't need to do more things. We have to do what we're doing and doing it better for the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Paul is talking about division within the body. A lot of people like to use this sermon and say, hey, we want to get more people busy in the church and, you know, we need them hands and feet going. I've seen this passage as a division within our body. Where one says it's better or it doesn't need another. I'll tell you the truth, we need each other deeply. How many people here think a stomach is very important? I hope so. Each and every one of you have it and cannot live without it. Okay? And my stomach's very important, and I love people like Vicky and my wife that make food, and Ruth and others that make food. Because that feeds our body. But also I'm thankful for teachers like Peggy. How many times have we called up or sent Peggy a letter to say, thank you for teaching Sunday school? You're feeding the body, the spiritual body. You'd be surprised how much a little thank you will do. And it also encourages them to do more. Mike, I thank you for the water heater. Who here likes hot water to have your hands cleaned off? I know I do. Mike took control and leadership and got the water heater installed. He does many things. Do you know that these grounds are all caping up because of that one man being stressed? We should be looking at who's the next person that we can help in that area. We should be looking at taking stress off each other in unity. I am going the wrong way. You think I'd memorize which way to go with the wheel. Look at this cartoon. It says at the bottom, no kidding. Frank and his wife are here too. Why did I put that up there? I want to look at unity in the body. We just got done listening to how the foot and hand don't sometimes think that they need to get along. But we do. If someone has hurt you within the Bible is very clear. Go to them. So sometimes they don't know that they're even hurt. And sometimes when we talk things through, we find out the hurt was never meant to be that. There was something deeper and underlying sometimes. Or even the person didn't even realize they're doing it. The devil likes to break down relationships. Do I hear an amen there? And Christ wants to do what? Lift us up and unite us. We should be open enough to cross over and say, you know what? My feelings were hurt when you said that. What did you really mean? Or if you find out somebody hurts you, and they find out, cross over and reach out. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Ed and Peggy haven't been here in the mornings. It's no surprise. How many of us have taken the time to reach out and love them? I'm not looking for conviction hands, because that's just justifying ourselves. Do we take the time when somebody leaves? James talks about that. I preached from this pulpit. It says, go out and love on them so that they may come home. And if they are meant to go out, send blessings with them. First Corinthians 13. Does Christ Jesus bring division? I want to hear you guys loud. What? No. Was Paul crucified for you? No, it wasn't Paul. Baptized in the name of Paul? No. What does Christ do? He unifies us under the Father. He makes us, through the washing of our sins, brothers and sisters in Christ. There isn't any color between us, any division. We should have unification. A unification of love and joy. And we should be looking at, I'll tell you, this last week has been freeing and loving to me. I don't know if you know the energy levels that are inside of me. But this energy level should be shared between the body, and that we all feel the energy that we are doing God's work. Think about that. Can you tell yourself? Northbrook is doing God's work. And I am a part of it. And it can be at any part. Praying. When somebody comes up and says we should pray for this election, he's not telling us to pray for any one person or any one group. He's praying. The Holy Spirit leads people. He prays that God is in this. This wheel is not easy to use. One part suffers We all suffer. How many seen that movie? What movie did it come from? Passion of Christ. What did you feel was Christ's skin was tore from Him? I felt pain. And I'll be honest with you, I cried. That He had to go through that for me and you. It's hard just looking at that picture. But one part of us suffer, we all suffer. If somebody is sick in this church, we have a sick brother and sister. But at the same time, we have joy. That's what the reading tells us today, that we have joy. Do you agree on that? Amen. When Steve found out that he had a place to live, how many were already praying for that and were able to say, awesome. Yes. I don't mind clapping. Clap away. Because we, as a team, come together. What's this picture of? A rope. So what, right? I want to talk about the so what factor. We got talked about unity. We got talked about being individuals in Christ. We got talked about that we're different. What brings us together? Three-stranded cord brings us together, and that happens to be our part. What is our part in Christ? Is to do His will. And the main thing we're called to do is Matthew 28, what? 18, 19, and 20. We are called to go tell others about Christ, and we are doing that. We don't need more programs. We need to do what we're doing well and with a joyful heart. Look at a strand. It's just one piece, right? But a strand is made up of many yarns. And many yarns are also made up of fabric. And we are the fabric of this church. And as we grow closer, and Vicky and I grow closer in the class, and John grows closer, just think about this. I've been in small group with John and Susie, and I'm getting to know Peggy. How much tighter are we getting, the three of us, as well as the relationships we have with each other and other people in the body, to do more for Christ? We are getting stronger. So what did we learn today? What is the so what factor? What are you taking away? It's high noon right now and we want to be walking out of here, right? Do I hear an amen? Amen. I apologize, I'm over, but this is the last slide. The church is the body of Christ. Is that correct? And who's the head? Christ is the head. We should be working together, right? Amen. Division. Is it from Christ? So what should we do when we find division? Cast it out, and what else? Pray about it and call it out. When we have division in the body, let's call it out. And if you don't be able to work it through, if you can't work it through with me and I'm not being very tentative, Brandon Scott. What time's dinner? Hello, Brandon. You're part of my service right now. So, yes, you could. We'll call you back after the service. Thank you. Now, think about this. This is interruptive and really terrible. And I might have offended a few people, and I apologize. But you look at this. This is just a phone. It doesn't matter. And you know what? It doesn't matter if it breaks. Our body's about relationships. I didn't want to be disrespectful to the person on the phone, but I didn't want to be disrespectful to you. The piece is, we got to find unity. God does not bring division. Take this church, the team, because we are a team. Pastor Bruce is our leader. Christ is the one we follow. He's the head. But our team and all the members need to work together in a smooth working order. Smooth. No friction. When we see friction, we should be able to address it and dismiss it. Division is not from God. So talking things through is the answer. We win together and we lose together. This hayride was great. We had an awesome time. Who should take credit for it? God should take credit for it because God pulled it together. And year after year, if we do our part, He's going to grow it. We need to stand together to do more for Christ. Would you guys agree? So let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, our takeaway is that we are one body in Christ. We are unified. Please unify this church. Bring healing power together that we, your children, sons and daughters, grow closer to you. May we work together, and things of this world that come to divide us, may the Holy Spirit call it out, and through unity, we find we can do more as a team. We pray this in your name, Father. Amen.
Let us close with